This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Hidalgo, H-I-D-A-L-G-O, first name Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. The date of birth, December 8, 1974. Date of evaluation, May 27, 2026. The referring physician, Dr. Haney Al-Rashidi. The chief complaint, pre-op, left knee meniscal repair. The HCI, the patient is a 51-year-old Hispanic female who is referred for a preoperative evaluation. The history is obtained that the an interpreter, period. The HCI, the patient reports an episode of fall, which occurred in June, July of 2025, period. She stated that she had continued to work, but developed pain, swelling, and inflammation. Period. She then saw the doctor after a period of 5 days. Period. She subsequently underwent a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy, cold compressions, and medication. Period. However, she continued with symptoms of pain and swelling. Period. She was then referred for MRI. Period. The MRI was found to have significant pathology, at which time she was referred for surgical treatment. Period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms. Period. Specifically, she denies chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, hypercholesterolemia, next number hypertension, next number anemia, past surgical history, C-section, next number exploratory lab, next number gunshot wound to the abdomen, next number vaginal reconstruction. The medication, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms one daily, losartan, 50 milligrams one BID, Zyrtec PRN, Estroman, one daily, biotin, one daily, vital protein collagen powder. The allergies, amoxicillin, results in shortness of breath, ringing in the ear, and palpitation. Family history, mother had diabetes. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of system, constitutional. She has had weight gain. She further reports fatigue. Ears, she has tinnitus. Nose, she has decreased smell and dryness. Oral cavity, sore tongue. Respiratory, she has dyspnea, cardiac, she has palpitations and edema. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Hematologic, she has history of anemia. radio system, otherwise unremarkable. B. Physical examination. Vital signs, blood pressure 124/74, pulse 75, respiratory rate 18, height 63.5 inches, weight 225.8 pounds. D. ATENT significant for slightly enlarged thyroid. Abdomen is noted to be obese. The left knee demonstrates moderate severe tenderness at the medial joint line. Data review. The white blood cell count 6.3, hemoglobin 12.0. Platelets 299, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, chloride 108, bicarb 26, BUN 12, creatinine 0.68, glucose 140, urinalysis. Specific gravity 1.014, 1 plus occult blood, 1 plus protein, otherwise unremarkable. TSH 1.37, period. The impression, this is a 51-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury to the left knee. She was found to have complex tear of the lateral meniscus of the knee, complex tear of medial meniscus of the left knee, patient has history of hypertension, which appears controlled, she has hypothyroidism, which is normal. She further has history of hypercholesterolemia and anemia. On laboratory testing, she is noted to have mild anemia, which is not prohibitive with regards to her surgery, period. ECG reveals sinus rhythm, 67 beats per minute, and is otherwise normal, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her surgery. Therefore, cleared for St. 9, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.